Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, good morning, everybody. We're broadcasting here from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and we are allowed to do this due to the beautiful technology that this coronavirus has brought about. I'm going to discuss with you very interesting shilas today, which are very relevant. Let me explain to you what happened to me. Because of what's going on, unfortunately, Hashem Yirachem, around the world. So, many places in the world who they have lost. Because of this, a friend of mine, he opened a new organization. We're not good.
It's okay. Just.
I'll try and change it.
You just said your bandwidth is low.
We started a new organization whereby people such as myself are saying Kaddish for people around the world. Is it better now? Good? You good?
A little better.
Okay. So I've been saying Kaddish for somebody called Yaakov Ben Binyamin, who is in Newark, New Jersey. And I say Kaddish for him every day. And there's many people who are saying Kaddish for many different people every day. So my question is like this. What will be on Tev Zayin Sivan is my father's yahrzeit. So I want to ask you a shaila. What happens if on that day I'll have to be saying Kaddish for two people? Can I say Kaddish for both people at once? Is the question clear? Is the question clear? Okay. The
question is why not?
Why not? Okay, Alan. Okay.
You say more than one Kaddish in a day anyway.
Oh, very good. Now, Rabbi Yossi, I have to tell you that most machloikusin in Klal Yisrael will be about Kaddish. There used to be rotations and hagralot. They used to draw lots and who's going to get which Kaddish. There's none of this business where you have 18 people standing at the business Kaddish together. So, Kaddish was a big product in these days, and we wanted to ask the Shilas. What we do today is not simple. Where everyone says Kaddish at once. Going off again?
Are you on Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to go near the router or something.
I've got 5 bars.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's internet.
Maybe a real problem.
You know, it's fine. Keep trying. Keep persevering.
Let's start off with a story that is brought of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was in a very difficult situation where he met somebody and the guy was black. The guy was black and he was running backwards and forwards like Meshugana collecting wood. And Rabbi Akiva said to him, stop. And he wouldn't stop. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, I order you to stop now. The man stopped and he said, what are you doing? He said, I am not in this world anymore. I already died. And because of Averis that I did in my lifetime, I have to collect wood all day. And At the end of the day, I bring the wood and they burn me with this wood. So he said, well, do you not have anything in your, you know, anything that can help you? So he said, well, they said if I would have a son who could say Kaddish for me, that may help me. But I don't even know where my son is, and I have no idea. Rabbi Akiva went, and he found this boy. He went searching, and he found this boy. And this boy hadn't even had a Brit Milah yet. And he made him have a Brit Milah, and he started learning Torah. The guy was sick, and he wouldn't learn anything. And Rabbi Akiva fasted for 40 days so that the boy should learn Torah. Eventually, he started learning Torah, and Rabbi Akiva brought him to shul, and he said Kaddish, and he said Baruch Hu. And at that time, Rabbi Akiva, one night, he had a dream. And he had a dream. This fellow came to him in the dream and said to him, hey, I've got out of Gehenna. I'm out of Gehenna. And then when he learned Torah with him, can you hear me? Uncle is good?
Yeah, I can hear you on Kola Loshen. I'm listening to you on Kola Loshen.
Okay.
And on Zoom.
And so he went and he said, Baruch. To say Kaddish, or can somebody else say Kaddish? Is it Dafka the child, or even be somebody else? Now, the Ben Ish Chai says that it has to be the son to say Kaddish. It can't be anybody else. What Te'eles is there if somebody else says Kaddish? If it's the son, so Bro Mezake Abo, the child can be Mezake his father. But if it's somebody else, what connection is there between this person and the lifter that should make his Kaddish be in the zechus of the person who's been lifter? So it's only a child who can do that. I'll bring you a proof, says the Ben Ish Chai. Says the Ben Ish Chai, in this story with Rabbi Akiva that we just mentioned, if it's true that somebody else can say Kaddish and it works, why did Rabbi Akiva bother getting the son, giving him a bris, 40 days fasting, he should learn, taking him to shul? Rabbi Akiva could have just said Kaddish himself for the niftar and everything would have been fine. Says the Ben Ish Chai, only a child can do it. But he once said, he says that perhaps if the child gives money to somebody else to say the Kaddish, then it can work. If the child pays someone, that connects the son to the person saying Kaddish, and then it can be directed up to the Nidah. Therefore, very important, says the Magen Avraham, Ulai, if he gives sechar to somebody to say Kaddish, then yad poyel ki yad balabais, yad poyel ki yad balabais, and it's considered as if the person himself said Kaddish and you're good to go, then it's fine. Okay, that is the Ben Ish Chai's opinion. Through paying somebody to say Kaddish, so you are considered a poyel, you work for the guy, and you go through the son up to the father, because you're employed by the son. Very nice. Comes Reb Moshe Shtembuch, says Reb Moshe Shtembuch, ma pitom, what does that mean? Why, by paying somebody to say Kaddish, does that help? How does it work? Mela, the son, The son is Mekadosh Shem Shemayim by saying Kaddish, and the Zechus goes to his father. But that somebody else should say Kaddish, why should that go to the Zechus of the father? Says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, the only thing that helps by paying somebody is because we know it's like Yortzeit Geld. Everybody knows Yizka Geld. You give money for Yizka, and the Tzedakah has a koyach to be mechaper on Mason, Kaper Alam Khayyisov, the Chazal say, giving money is Mechaper on Mason. Says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, it's not the Kaddish that helps. It's not the Kaddish. It's the giving money to a Talmid Chacham that helps. And that's the Nifta, and it's not like Kaddish, but it's not, it's the best that can be done in the circumstances. Which led me to an interesting question, because these people in Newark, they asked me for my address because they wanted to send me a check for saying Kaddish for Yehuda ben Binyamin, a Yid in Newark who was Nifta. And I know that Simcha Shadmi would never take money for this. Yom Sandler would never take money for this. Oh, Gutter, Manchester Eden, Menachem Dovid Zalzman would take money for this. Not a chance in a million. But then I'm stuck with the Shaila. Because on the other hand, if it's true what Rav Moshe Sternbuch said, that the whole Zechus is giving the money, and even the Ben Ish Chai says that once the son gives money, then it's Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balavayis, and the guy's working for you, and you can direct the Zechus up to Shemaim. I don't know what to do. I may not be doing the guy a toiva if I don't take his money. So I would like to very much, you can send me chat with what you think I should do. I'm very interested to know. At the moment, before my electricity bill comes, my shava is to use the money to buy svarim and to put le'ilu nishmas Yaakov ben Binyamin in svarim. I will give continued zechus to this nifta, I'll take the money, buy svarim, and then the fellow will have a zechus nut. But I would be very interested to hear your opinions whether I should yes or not take the money. There are a few nafkaminas over here, perhaps, between the understanding of the Ben Ish Chai and the understanding of Rav Moshe Sternbuch. According to the Ben Ish Chai, what happens if the father wants to give the money before he dies? He doesn't necessarily rely on his son to deal with it. So the father wants to give the money, you know, to be sure of himself. According to the Ben Ish Chai, it's not even the father's choiva to say Kaddish. It's not his choiva to say Kaddish. It's when he dies, it's the son's choiva to say Kaddish. So it wouldn't make sense for the father to give the money for the guy to say Kaddish, because it's not his chiyuv. According to Rav Moshe Sternbuch, that the whole concept is giving tzedakah, then of course it's better that the father gives tzedakah than the son gives tzedakah. It is nishmas his father, and we're going to come on to that soon. The din is, says the Chasam Sofer, that if a son is in the Shloshim, let's say, he has a din kedima over other velim, right? Somebody's in the year, somebody's in Shloshim. We all know Shloshim has a din kedima, or Yortzeit has a din kedima. What happens if there's a regular guy who's saying Kaddish for his father, and he's in the year? On the other hand, you have a guy who's being paid by the son to say Kaddish, and he's in the Shloshim. Who gets a din kedima? Very interesting shaila. Right? Now, according to the understanding of the Ben Ish Chai, that it's Yad Poel ki Yad Bailim, he's coming b'shlichus the son, so he has a din kedima. He has a din kedima. This fellow who's saying Kaddish for somebody else has a din kedima over somebody who saved for his own father, but he's only in the year, not in the Shloshim. And Stam, an interesting point that the Piskei Tshuva says, What happens if I sponsor Start Your Day the Torah Way, Leila Nishmas, my father, my grandfather? So it's my Torah learning, it's in my zechus today. And at the end, when I'm not there, Uncle Anthony is there. So Uncle Anthony paid money for his hard-earned money. He paid money to sponsor Start Your Day. So why did he do that? He wants to say the Kaddish to Rabbanon afterwards. What happens if some clever dick steals the Kaddish? And it's his Kaddish because it's in his zechus that the Torah was learned. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, the Kaddish goes to Uncle Anthony's zechusim. It doesn't go to that person's zechusim. He stole the Kaddish. Another nafkamina will be, who to give the money to, who to get to say Kaddish. According to the Ben Ish Chai, where you're just a poel, then it doesn't matter who you get to say Kaddish. You get somebody to work for you. According to Rav Moshe Sternbuch, that you're giving tzedakah, and it's the tzedakah that's the zechus. So for sure, the bigger the Talmid Chacham you give the tzedakah to, the bigger the zechus. And therefore, there would definitely be a din kedima to give the money to a Talmid Chacham, according to Rav Moshe Sternbuch. Okay, let's go to another Shaila. Okay, I'm saying Kaddish for Yaakov ben Binyamin. And then on Tes Zayin Sivan, I have Yahrzeit. Now remember, Yossi, we're talking about olden days, and all the machlokesim were over Kaddish. Only one guy says Kaddish, and you want to know, how many Kaddishim do I have? Can I say Kaddish? Can I not say Kaddish? It's very complicated, a lot of tension. So I want to know, do I get two Kaddishim now? Can I say, hey, I'm saying Kaddish for one guy I get paid for, and I want another Kaddish for my parents? Or do you say, ner echod, ner lemeo, which means that I can light as many cigarettes with one cigarette, because it's a ruchniya stick as a chus, and it can spread infinitely, just as a moshel ba'alma, in the same way as in ruchniya sticky concepts, you have yisocha zvulun, and we know yisocha doesn't lose half his learning because he gives to zvulun. He gets all of it, and Zvulun gets it. In Ruchnius, you can divide things, and they don't diminish when you divide them up. Eliyahu HaNavi is at every bris. Even, you don't have to divide it up, he's everywhere. In Ruchnius, you can be everywhere. That's one tzad. The other tzad is no. No, you have to say a Kaddish for everyone. So this is a very interesting shaila in the Poskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a similar shaila, and he asks, Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, just one second, just before that, let's just explain this a tiny bit. There's a Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah in Chagiga says that you have to have basar on Yom Tov for the Simchas Yom Tov, ein simcha ele b'basar v'yayin. Now, at the same time, you had to bring Nedorim and Nedovois that you promised to bring. Your wife had a baby, you promised to bring a korban to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a korban toida. So you have other Nedorim and Nedovois that you have to bring. Can you use your Nedorim and Nedovois for your Simchas Yom Tov? So the answer is yes. You're allowed to use a korban that you anyway had to bring for your Nedorim and Nedovois, says the Keren Ladovid. The same thing is over here in Cain. If you are doing a Kaddish, which is not a Choyva, it's not for your parent, so it's not a Choyva, and you have a Kaddish for your parent, which is a Choyva, but, so you can do one Kaddish, and it works for both, just like you can use a Nedorim and Nedovois for your Simchas Yom Tov. One is a Choyva and one is not a Choyva. You can do both. But what will happen, says the Keren Ladovid, if they're both Choyva, right? If they're both Choyva, you can't use Nedorim and Nedovois for your Oilas Re'iyah, for example, which is a korban that you have to bring. Those are two Choyvois. So if somebody had to say Kaddish for his father and his mother, then he would need two Kaddishim. If it's for a Kaddish for one parent and for a voluntary Kaddish, then you can say them together. That's what the Keren Ledovid says. Now, listen to a Shaila from Reb Moshe Feinstein, and with that we'll understand that he also held that each person has to have their own Kaddish. There are Gaboim who, how do they make a living? They're Kaddish Zoggers. That's how you make a living. And you get people to say, yeah, I'll say Kaddish for you, I'll say Kaddish for you, I'll say Kaddish. Said the Gaba, asked the question to Reb Moshe Feinstein, how many Kaddishim am I allowed to take on? I can become a millionaire over here. I can send out a link and I can advertise in the Hamudia and I can make millions of Kaddishim, and I'm just saying the regular amount of Kaddishim. Said Reb Moshe Feinstein, no, you need at least one Kaddish per person, right? Just an interesting note, even in the one Kaddish per person, says Reb Moshe Feinstein, if the guy who pays you thinks that he's getting a whole day's Kaddish, you have to tell him. Otherwise, it's Geneva's Das. But if the guy doesn't tell you and he's just paying for a Kaddish, one Kaddish each. You see from Reb Moshe Feinstein that it's not ne'er echod ne'er lemeir. You can't pile on millions of Kaddishim for different people. So there we have some interesting shailas. Before we wrap up this part of the Inyan, there's an amazing chiddush from Reb Shloime Kluge. An amazing chiddush. Listen carefully. Says Reb Shloime Kluge the following brilliant idea. When somebody says Kaddish for a father, so really the son is giving zechusin to his father because he's a good chap. He's saying Kaddish. He's been mekaddish shem shomayim. So the father gets the zechus of the Kaddish. Now, says Reb Shloime Kluge, half of that schar goes to who? Behind every great man is a great woman. Half the zechus goes to the wife because she also brought him up. Says Reb Shloime Kluge, when it comes to say for a father and a mother, imagine a guy had to say Kaddish for both. One Kaddish is enough. Because anyway, in every Kaddish that you say for your father, your mother gets half the schar. So one Kaddish is enough for a father and a mother. But if it's Kaddish for somebody else, then you need a separate Kaddish for each. Says Reb Shloime Kluge, if you're saying Kaddish for my father and for Yaakov Ben Binyamin from Newark, you need two Kaddishim. If it's for a parent, one. If it's for both parents, one Kaddish. He says, don't say, oh, I'll say Kaddish for my father and employ somebody to say Kaddish for my mother, because it's a bizoyan of kibud of the aim of the mother. If you want to be really machmi, he says, say one Kaddish for your father and mother and employ somebody else to say Kaddish for your father and your mother, if you want to really be machmi. But he says you don't have to. One Kaddish for both parents, because anyway it's split down the middle, because they both brought you up. Or one Kaddish, but if it's somebody, your parent and somebody else, you need two Kaddishim. Okay. I just want to finish off with something incredible. We know that parents and grandparents, doyros, get tremendous nachas ruach when we do mitzvahs. In fact, the whole reason why tzaddikim daven for us when we go to their keder is because they have a koras hatoiv that we are davening or learning in their zechus. When it says that if you daven by a kever, or you learn Torah le'ilui nishmas somebody, they will be poyel Yeshua for you. It's out of tremendous hakoras hatoiv. You know why? Because they can't do anything anymore when they're in Shomayim. Somebody's in this world is a hoylech. In the next world, he's an oymed. He can't do anything. Therefore, they have tremendous hakaras atoiv when you do something le'ilu nishmasam. I want to share with you a tremendous idea that I heard. We all know that the Shulchan Aruch says you should say lo oymer, and the Ramah says you say bo oymer. Just out of note, my father Zichroni Livracha, when he said Sfiras Oymer, he wanted to be machmir, he said it twice. He said once lo oymer like the Shulchan Aruch and once bo oymer like the Ramah. Very interesting that we call lag bo oymer, lag bo oymer like the Ramah. Why don't we call lag lo oymer like the Mechaber? It's the same thing, lag lo oymer. Why do we call it lag bo oymer? Here, an unbelievable idea, Rabbeisai. Lag bo oymer is the yahrzeit of the Ramah. Klal Yisrael instituted on his yahrzeit, learn Torah, le'ilu nishmas the Ramah. Say lag bo oymer, and then it'll be a zechus for the Ramah whose yahrzeit it is on lag bo oymer. Incredible idea. However, listen to something out of this world that the Chofetz Chaim says. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we are crazy. We are absolutely not normal. What do? We live our lives, and in our tzava, we write, please learn Mishnayis le'ilu nishmasi. You're not normal. You know what you should do? Learn Mishnayis during your life le'ilu nishmascha. Why do you have to go to the second-hand store? Why do nothing in this world and then wait for your kids to learn Mishnayis for you? While you're alive, why do you have to go like this? It's Irish. Learn during your life, and then you get zechusim for yourself. My Rebbe, Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovitz, for many years I didn't want to daven for the Amid Yomim Naroim. He said, "You're crazy." He said, "Why do people wait till their niftah and their children daven for the Amid and give them zechusim? Daven for the Amid while you're alive. Don't shy away from the Amid. Daven for the Amid while you're alive. Le'ilu nishmascha." Unbelievable. Such a revolutionary, poshut idea that it's so difficult. Ad kidei kach. They have such a karas hatov up there. When we do something le'ilu nishmasam in order to get them moving to the next level, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai needs us. He needs us. But in Shomayim, kol echod nichva michuposei shel chaveroi. There are levels, adeim soif up there. And everybody wants to go higher and higher. So says the Chofetz Chaim, don't wait until you're there and get other people to do this for you. Do it yourselves while you're alive. A boy said, it was a pleasure learning with you. I hope it's been a to'eles, and everybody should be mischazik in their learning, le'ilu nishmas atzmon. And then, in mitzvah Hashem, they will fill their lives with Torah and Yerushalmayim, and they won't miss a Kaddish, and they'll say Omein, and say Brochas Bekoil, and Brochas Hamozoin, and do all the mitzvahs with such greater alacrity in the knowledge that they're filling up gas, petrol, for their own Olam Haba. We should all be well and gebenched, and we should only have Beseris Toivois and Yeshuais, and we should greet Mashiach Tzidkenu v'Mehera very, very soon. All the best. Amen.